It's been said that no man can become a permanent success without taking others along with him. You take them along for their benefit and yours. The second principle of the science of personal achievement underscores the importance of association with other people, using a pool of talents and knowledge to gain success. It's called the mastermind principle, and it's the hub of this entire philosophy.
Here's a good definition of the mastermind. It's an alliance of two or more people working in harmony with a positive mental attitude for the attainment of a definite end. Two or more people working in harmony, perfect harmony, with a positive mental attitude for the attainment of a definite end. Now, that definition sounds simple enough, yet there is very much more back of it than meets the ear and the eye. When I first was introduced to Andrew Carnegie, the first question I asked him was to tell me in as few words as he possibly could to what he owed his fortune. And he then said, well, my fortune is due entirely to the work of my mastermind group. And he said that mastermind is not made up of any one mind. It's made up of more than 20 men whose background, experience, education, temperament, and ability have been combined and blended and directed to a definite end in a spirit of perfect harmony. And that end is the making and the marketing of steel. That was the first time in my life I ever heard of the mastermind. And later on, as I commenced to contact these other men of great achievement, I found out there was no such a possibility as great achievement except by the application of the mastermind. That is to say, unless you learn to connect your mind with the minds of other people, use their education, their ability, their foresight, their temperament, and sometimes their capital, you'll never get very far. All of these great achievements, like General Motors and General Electric, Commonwealth Edison, are the results of mastermind alliances, including the application and use of other people's money. The mastermind principle is the medium through which one may procure the full benefits of the experience, the training, the education, and specialized knowledge of others of influence, just as completely as if their minds were in reality one's own. For example, contemplate what happened in the life of Thomas A. Edison, who was thrown out of school after he had been there 3 months and sent home with a note to his parents saying that he had an addled mind and couldn't take an education. He never went back to school again. He never knew anything about any of the sciences, yet he selected as his major purpose in life a calling that made it necessary for him to use all of the sciences practically. He had to have technical ability. He had to have scientific training. He had to have a great variety of things, and yet he had none of those. And what did he do about it? What every successful man does who undertakes something that's beyond the realm of his own achievements. He surrounded himself with men who did have that ability. Men who did understand chemistry, men who did understand physics, men who had the necessary training that he himself didn't possess, and he told them what to do, and they showed him how to do it. And in every instance where you find a man of outstanding achievement in any calling, you'll find that he has been a success as a result of a mastermind alliance of one sort or another. Up here in Minnesota, they have the great Mayo Brothers Clinic, probably the greatest medical clinic of its nature in the entire world. And the reason it's great, there are many reasons for it, but one of the reasons is that they have in that institution medical men with almost every conceivable type of specialty of training, so that when they put a man through there and he's looked over by all of those men, why, they know what's inside of him and what's outside of him. There's no small number of doctors that could ever render the service, such as the Mayo Brothers render, because they understand and use the mastermind principle. Through the experience and knowledge of the geologist, one may understand the structure of this earth without training in geology. And through the experience and knowledge of a chemist, one may make practical use of chemistry without being a trained chemist. And incidentally, a man may choose as his major objective in life any purpose that he desires. And even though that purpose involves the education which he does not possess, he can easily bridge that deficiency by surrounding himself with people who do have that education. Through the knowledge and skill of scientists, technicians, physicists, and practical engineers, one may become a successful inventor.